had not been for the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our sides when our enemy attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. With their anger, when their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. God, we love you. We bless you. You are a magnificent, wonderful God. You are a king and you are Lord. There's nobody like you. We love you, Lord Jesus. Now, God, we need to hear a word from you, all of you and none of Keisha. You know what the people stand in need of. You know how they're feeling. You know who needs to be encouraged. You know who needs to be chastised. You know who needs to be uplifted. You know who needs help, who needs hope. You know all of these things. And so, God, I'm leaving it in your hands. Say what you need to say. Use me as your vessel. I yield myself unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. And listen, the title of this message is Remember. 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 Don't forget what God has already done. Remember. See, in this scripture, right, we attribute this psalm to David. And David had gone through a lot. He had gone through a lot. And you're like, what has he gone through? Well, he'd gone through his parents, his father not believing that he was his. He didn't even like him. That's why he was in the field. He's gone through his brothers, even as they knew he would be king, taunting him and treating him bad. He's gone through the person that he loved, Saul. He loved Saul. And then Saul seen what God was doing on his life, and then he tried to kill him. He's gone through those things. He's gone through having to fight a lion and a bear. He's gone through those things. He's gone through having to beat the Philistine. He's gone through having to hide in a cave. He's gone through his kids trying to kill him. He's gone through some stuff, and then he gets to this point where all of the people are around, and he's saying, if it had not been for God, the Lord who was on our side. Understand, David started talking about the covenant between him and God. If it had not been for the Lord, the one who saved me, the one who loves me, the one who kept me, the one who called me, the one who chose me, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Understand. And then he reminds the people to say, listen, you say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. He tells the people, remember, I need you to remember where God has brought you from, because we were captive at one time and the people tried to get at us. The people who thought that we were nothing, they tried to get at us. The people who thought that we weren't about anything, they tried to think that they were better than us and they would take over us. Remember the time when you came out, they told us about coming out of Egypt. Remember the time when we were held captive and we didn't know any better. Remember how our people were told how we got through the wilderness. Remember, let Israel now say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. And I'm telling you, we always say, I don't know where I would be, but that is not true. You know where you would be, because you know you were a mess. You know you was out there bugging out and losing your mind. You know you were in the streets. You know you were on drugs. You gotta remember, if it had not been for God on my side, I would be crazy. I would still be a hot mess. I still would be getting at the people who was getting at me. I still would be moving in unforgiveness. I still would be, if it had not been for the Lord, the covenant, the Lord, the God who chose me, the God who came and got me out my mess. If it had not been for the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Provider, if it had not been for the Lord who made a covenant with me, who would I be? Not where would I be, but who would I be? Who would I be? Who would I be? Come on, we know who we would be. You know who you was. You know the thing you was doing. You know how you was moving. You know what you were saying. If it had not been for the Lord, I need us to take a moment and think back to where God has brought us from. Understand, he says, when our enemies attack us, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, then our enemies would have got us alive. How many of y'all was in some places you shouldn't have been in? Your enemies ain't get you. How many of us was doing some things we had no business doing? And yet when you think back, it had to be God. I was being crazy. I was doing crazy. I was acting crazy. I was sounding crazy. I was in the club and my friend got shot and I did. That's truly my story. I was in the club and somebody put something in my drink and it accidentally knocked over. And I didn't drink it and I'm not bugging out. All of the stuff that I did, I haven't lost my mind. Some of us can say I was sleeping with everybody and I don't have AIDS. Come on. If it had not been for the God who was on our side, the enemy, what is the enemy? The enemy is your sexual promiscuation. That's what your enemy is. That's what your enemy was. Your enemy was the drugs that you were taking, that it was taking over your body. Your enemy was the alcohol you were drinking. Your enemy was being in the club and someone tried to get at you. Your enemy was being in a shootout and it didn't touch you. Your enemy, think back, it would have got you alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. What's the flood? When the people died and your heart was broken and you felt like you couldn't get out of bed, the flood would have got you. When you felt depressed and you couldn't move, the flood would have got you. When you were sick on your bed with cancer and God got you up, the flood would have got you. If it had not been for the Lord, the one who made a covenant, a promise to keep me over and over and over again, even when I didn't keep my end of the bargain, even when I did the thing I said I wasn't going to do no more, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, and then understand the torrent would have gone over us. It would have gotten so bad that I would have died right where I was. It got gotten so bad that I would have drowned in my mess. If it had not been for my covenant keeping God, if it had not been for the God who sent his only son to save me, if it had not been, You got to remember. You got to go back and think about all of the things that you have done, that you have been through, that somebody has done to you, and that you have done to somebody else. Because we always remember about what we do, about what was done to us. But there are some things that we did to some people, and God has not allowed the people to get us. I don't know about you, but I never forget what you do to me. I never. So I know if I never forget, I know somebody else has that same mentality. They never forget. They remember the 1975 when the teacher was talking and they didn't get them. Understand, if it had not been for God who was keeping you and protecting you, who had put a shield of protection around you, who hid you when you was completely shown, if it had not been for God, you would have got God. I know that's crazy English, but the people, the enemy, whoever would have gotten you, it would have taken over your mind. Understand, God is keeping you. He loves you. He loves you through your craziness. He loves you through all of the things that are going on in your life. He loves you. It said, blessed be the Lord who has not given us prey unto the teeth. In other words, the people didn't get us. The people didn't get us. Blessed are those who tried to get at me, and God, blessed is the God, because he didn't let the people get me. Blessed is the Lord, my covenant keeper, who didn't let my life, the things I did to myself, get at me. Blessed is my covenant keeper, the Lord, that life happened and I'm still here standing. Yes, I cried, like the song said, I went through some brokenhearted things, but blessed is God who didn't let me drown in the floods, who did not let me be overtaken by the things I was doing and saying unto myself, blessed be God. It says, we have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. You know what that means? So let me tell you, the fowler is a bird catcher, but understand, he understands every move that the bird he's trying to make is going to make. So he understands how to catch the bird. The snare is a net. It's a net. And the bird gets in the net, and the fowler, the bird catcher, catches the bird for prey, right? Understand that even as the fowler is doing his job, he understands the intricate details of what the bird is going to do. So if he's trying to catch a bird, he understands that the bird will be in this spot by this wind doing this. Understand there were some people that you were with that understood the intricate details of you, that you told your deepest secrets to, that you told, and even they told somebody else. And understand, it didn't get you. You escaped. You escaped. The thing that was supposed to tear you down from the people that was the closest to you didn't even work. Understand, if it had not been for the Lord, my covenant keeper, even my friends, my best friends, even some of my family members could have torn me down. But God is a keeper past blood. God is a keeper past best friends. God is a keeper past my own secrets. Because there's some things that people tell and they not all lies. They the truth. But it's meant to tear you down. But we always say that scripture, all things. Somebody sent it to me, I think it was Charlotte, because she always sent me a scripture. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. All things. Even when the person tells your truth, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have died in my truth. But I don't have to die in my truth, because my truth is my testimony. So my truth that wasn't good, my truth that was good, my truth that was indifferent and bad, my truth, I still didn't die in it. I still didn't die in a space that was supposed to kill me. I still didn't die because my covenant keeping God surrounded me. He saved me. He saved me in everything that I would go through. And in my brokenheartedness, he saved me. In my broken spirit, he saved me. When I didn't think well of myself, he saved me. When I didn't have no food, he fed me. When I felt like I was drowning, he held me up on every side on a solid rock. We call him Jesus. When I didn't know where I was going, he led me. He was a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I looked in the mirror and I could only see flaws, my covenant keeping God understood and said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When I feel like I'm the tail and not the head, God reminds me, because he is victorious in everything, because he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, I'm not drowning in my debt. I'm not what my bank account says I was. I'm not who I used to be because of my covenant keeping God. Lord, we call him Lord, but is he really Lord to you? Is he really your Lord? Is he the person that you can trust the most? Is he the person you can depend on the most? Do you put all your hope and your trust and your belief in him, even when it looks like it's not? I need you to remember. Think about it. We done been through some stuff. He brought us through a pandemic. Yes, some of us got COVID, but we still here. We still alive. I don't know about you, but COVID was hard. I believe I had it twice, and yet I'm still here. When people didn't think I would walk again, my Lord, my covenant keeping God, if it had not been for him on my side, I would have felt alone in that car, but his spirit filled up the car and I knew that it was going to be okay. Understanding, I was talking to God the whole time. The people were talking to me. I didn't even realize I had been in the car an hour and 45 minutes. It didn't feel like it. But understand, because when you're in the presence of God, when you have a relationship with God, when you have a covenant, when you know your covenantal relationship, time flies. It's not in your hands. It's on God. And he did what he needed to do for me, because if it had not been who God was with me, let me tell you, I thought God meant something else. When I was at my cousin's church the day before my car accident, and he said, "Don't worry, I'm with you." And I was like, you've been with me. You get kind of cocky. Okay, Jesus, I know. Right? A beautiful day. Got up 5 o'clock in the morning, walked, did prayer with Greater Tabernacle on at 6, kept it moving. Beautiful day. That was the day before. My God said, "I'm with you. Don't worry about it." 9 o'clock at night, a tree fell on me the next day. I didn't remember God said he was with me in the midst of my thing, right? I'm not even going to tell you I did. I remember what she said. Absolutely not, I didn't. I started talking to God. "God, listen, you promised me some things. You said some things to me. You said this was what was going to happen. And if I die here, then none of these things will happen. Then I know you not to be a liar." What I decided to do was say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, if it had not been for God, my covenant keeper, if it had not been for God who promised some things to me, if it had not been for God, think about it. I need you to think about it. I know you going through some rough stuff. I know things are hard. I know you cry. Understand, the song said, if you see me crying, it means that I'm still alive. Understand that it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. If Jesus can cry and he was God, you can cry too. You and your very holy self. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel like, "God, where are you?" But then you got to get up from that space and say, "You know what? If he brought me through cancer, he'll bring me through this. If he brought me through having no food, then he'll bring me through this. If he brought me through, I feel like I was losing my mind, then he'll bring me through this. If he brought me through and kept me when I was in the world, how much more will he keep me now that I am in him and I'm serving him and I'm working to be with him? If he did it before, then he'll do it again. If it had not been for the Lord, my covenant keeping God who was on my side, let's be honest, I know where I would be. You know where you would be. You know the things that you would be doing. You know how you would be feeling. You know you would be out there getting people. You know that you would be out there being crazy. You know you would be dead in your grave. You know that you would be in somebody's crazy house. You know where you would be. You know what you would be doing. Understand, there are some things that God has kept me from, and I say, "God, I thank you, because I'm surprised I got to 50 understand, when you've been shot at, when you've been stabbed, you understand, where would I be? No, I know where I would be. And God, I thank you. Our help is in the name of our Lord who made heaven and earth. Understand, all of these things is happening and God is still in control. All of these things, people are dying and God is still in control. You feel like you are depressed and God is still in control. You are suffering with anxiety attacks and God is still in control. You have sickness in your body and God is still in control. Knowing that your help comes from the Lord, your covenant keeping God. Absolutely, your children are acting crazy and God is still in control. Your loved ones may be in jail, but God is still in control. Understand, none of this is taking God by surprise. Your help comes from God. So if it had not been for the Lord on your side, understand, all of your help comes from the God who is in control of not only what's going on in your life, but what's going on in your neighbor's life, what's going on in your friend's life, what's going on in your family member's life, what's going on in the person that don't like you's life. God is in control. There's not a devil in hell nor an angel up in heaven that can stop God from blessing you. If it had not been for your covenant keeping God, if it had not been, Understand that God is creating legacy in you. Yes, you should have died, but you didn't. And you know why? Because legacy is being made. Legacy, legacy. I know you like, well, what does that mean? That means you're blessed. Your children's blessed. Your children's children are blessed. Your children's 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 children are blessed. Understand there are some prayers that God is answering that has nothing to do with what you prayed, but what great grandma prayed. Listen, I always use Charlotte and her mother and Tamani as an example. We are in Greater Tabernacle because her great grandfather said, God said, do this. And now we here, and now she in Greater Tabernacle, her mother, her daughter. Understand this is about legacy. If you can't see legacy, there's a perfect example. Understanding if he can do it for Charlotte, he will do it for you. It ain't the same because your legacy is for God to do for you. But understand that it's about legacy. It's about God showing himself strong in your line. So if it had not been, if it had not been for the Lord, think about it. Remember, because tomorrow you're going to go through some stuff and you're going to be like, well, God, if you brought me through this, I can get through that. God, if you brought me through this, I can get through that. And God, if I can go through this, because all you got to do is get through. You don't have to do much. You have to get through. How do I get through? You have to trust God. You have to believe him. God, I know you said it, and so I'm standing on it. You got to pray because you have to have a conversation with God because you got to know where he's going, where he's taking you, right? So you have to pray. You had to read your scripture so that when you get discouraged, because you will be, because you're very human, you have a scripture, you have God's word to follow, that you can follow so that you can encourage yourself. Because understand, David, this person that we're talking about, he got down by the water and he was discouraged. And the scripture says that, understand, his own men were trying to kill him in that passage that I'm telling you about right now. And David got down by the water and he had decided that he needed to encourage himself in the Lord because no one around him was encouraging him. Understand, you got to get to a space that you decide, God, you did it before. You got to start remembering, God, I remember when you did it. And understand, God, I remember when you did it for Sister So-and-so. And so because you are not a respecter of persons, you, if you did it for Sister So-and-so and Brother So-and-so, God, I know that you'll do it for me. And so I'm standing strong on you. I'm standing on your word. I'm believing you for everything that you promised, for everything you promised for me and my kids and my grandkids and my mother and my father and my nieces and my nephews. God, I'm standing strong. So if you see me crying, understand, it means I'm alive. It means that I've been through some stuff and God has brought me out. And here I am, because if it had not been for God on my side, I wouldn't be here to shed these tears. I wouldn't be here to tell you my testimony. I wouldn't be here to tell you how good my covenant saving God is. So remember, remember in your hard place. Remember in your rough place. Remember when you feel like you don't want to do this and you can't get up out of the bed. Remember. Remember, if it had not been for God on your side, I would have died here. Come on, say your story. I would have died here. I would have been crazy there. I wouldn't have had no food there. I wouldn't have made it through that. Come on, say your story. Put your name in the scripture. If it had not been for God on my side, let Cynthia say, let Charlotte say, let Deaconess Griffin say, let Deacon Anderson say, let Sister Shepherd say. Come on, you got to put yourself in it. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, let me tell you, tell your testimony, tell your testimony. Get to a space where you remind yourself, if it had not been for God on Glenda's side, if it had not been for God on Roderick's side, if it had not been for God on Maisha's side, if it had not been for God on Sister Ruby's side, come on, put yourself in there and remind yourself, if it had not been for the Lord, my covenant keeping God on the coast side, if it had not been, come on, you know where you would be. You know the thing that you would be doing. You know how you would be feeling. Stick yourself in there and encourage yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord who helped. Blessed is our help who comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Come on, tomorrow's going to be crazy. Come on, put your name in there. If it had not been for the Lord on Miss Jonasa,
if it had not been for the Lord on Monica's side. Come on, put your name in there. And remember, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, stick your kid's name in there. If it had not been for the Lord who was on Tyre's side. Come on, y'all, my kids is crazy. I know they crazy, right? If it had not been for the Lord who was on, stick your grandkids' names in there. If it had not been for the Lord who was on, come on, this is not just about you. If it had not been for my covenant keeping God, my family would be a mess. We would be a mess. We wouldn't even be able to function, and I would dysfunction. If it had not been for the Lord, you're not in this by yourself. I need you to remember that. You're not in this by yourself. And I need you to remember, because when you remember your testimony, when you remember who God is to you, when you remember what God has done, when you remember how he did it before, you'll know that he can do it again. And there's nothing you can't get through. There's nothing you can't do. There's no way you're not going to win if you start to remember who God is. And your covenant keeping God. Don't let this message fall don't fall on good ground. I need you to know life is going to happen. It's going to happen. But God wants you to remember. He sent me here to tell you, remember. Remember what I did? Remember. Remember what I did? I'm going to do it again. Remember how I did it? Probably not going to do it that way, but I'm going to do it. Remember what I did? Don't worry about it. It's going to get done. Our hearts may be broken. Our minds may be all over the place. But remember what I did. Remember what I said. I keeps my promises. Amen. Amen. Amen.